will just clog that area to I don't know what. I don't know what they're planning. I know I've seen, well, here they are right here. There's more building pushing down in our area. So obviously there's no plans to give us our easement back. Highway 86 becomes another issue. 86, according to MoDOT records, already has
if you want to come back up, if you want to come back up.
Cars a day across Long Creek Bridge. So you're going to throw another volume of traffic on 86. It can't handle it. It is a dangerous, dangerous roadway in the summertime, and he's only putting more people out there. The only access is either through his Top of the Rock property or up Devil's Pool Road, and it's an impossible intersection. You've got crossing left turns traffic that can't get through today. So you're going to throw in another 30 cabins with who knows how many people and how many vehicles. It's not going to fly. MoDOT is not, I've petitioned MoDOT for several years to get turn lanes, to improve the roadways. They don't have the funds, they don't have the wherewithal. So if this thing goes ahead, you're going to kill somebody. That's it.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. My name is Tim Davis. I represent some landowners who have property in Ozarks Paradise Village, more commonly called Oakmont. If I may take the recorded plat and walk over to the screen, I think this will help you see what I'm sure talking about on the plat.
You can see how these two roads, which are called Lakeside and Waterview, that run parallel to the lakeshore, are also shown on the plat. The plat I'm showing to you is from the Ozarks Paradise Village, recorded book 8, page 46. This was recorded back in the 1960s when the whole subdivision was originally set up. And coming down the hill is a street called Lakeshore.
So with that in view, the development that's contemplated here, what's gone in has already interfered with the use of the platted streets. These are platted streets in a private subdivision. Everybody knows that when you own property in a subdivision, you have an easement to drive over the streets in your own subdivision. There's nothing controversial about that, nothing surprising. What's happened here is that a gate has been put in place and the streets have been built over in such a way that it blocks people who have property in Oakmont from using these streets and also from accessing the lake.
On the original plat, the boat launch ramp was even shown here at the end of Lakeshore Drive, where Lakeside and Lakeshore come together. There was even the boat launch ramp that people in the subdivision had a right to use and could use, but when there's a gate put over the road, it blocks them from getting to their boat launch ramp.
I don't think anyone is unhappy about the quality of the buildings that Johnny Morris puts up. The people's objection is having these blockades built over the streets in their own subdivision, cutting off the access that they were able to use for decades. Having said that, Todd Chandler mentioned that there might be some way to deal with the gate so that people who have a right to access the gate can get through it. If that's the case, and Todd assures me it is, then Todd and I have worked together on many projects. We have never had any problem working together if something that could be worked out such that this project would not obstruct the private easements of the people who have the right to use these streets, then it would be fine. But if the project is going to obstruct the private easements, then it really is an issue And I draw everyone's attention to section 7.2 of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And I'll grab it here. It talks about section 7.2 of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. It talks about how permits will not be issued if the structures that get built are going to encroach on recorded easements, and these easements may be shown on either the plat surveys or by separate recorded instruments. Here the easements are created by the plat. And so our request is, if you do permit this, please have within the permit that the easement doesn't get obstructed so that people in Oakmont can continue to access the lake via the platted streets in their own subdivision, if that makes sense. And that's all I have. I'll answer any questions if you have, but I think it's pretty.
Have the streets been closed? Or who gives them the right to put a gate up? If the streets haven't been closed and turned over to that property owner.
I don't think they have a right to put a gate up, but it's only you can put a gate up as long as, I mean, you can't legally do it because it's interfering with the easement, but many people don't have the kind of monetary resources that it would take to fight it, to do the actual litigation to get the gate taken down.
Is the gate locked?
It's on an arm, so if you have a code, the arm will go up and you can drive through.
Okay.
But there's a sort of, it's a sort of an electronic lock that only people with a code can get through.
I understand.
But you can't start changing the alignment of the roads unless the original road, even though they're not built, has been vacated by the county commission.
Well, to the extent of that they're platted streets, the easement remains on the platted streets. So there's some roads that are county roads, and the county the county pays to maintain them. And then separately, there are private streets in a platted subdivision. So, for example, you could have a platted street in the subdivision that the county doesn't maintain.
Right, I understand that. But when you buy a says right there on that plat that roads are dedicated to the public.
Mm-hmm.
So that means anybody can use them. I'm saying on that plat, I'm sure it says that somewhere.
It does, yes.
Yeah. So if I wanted to go out there and use that road, I should be able to do that because I'm part of the public without having to go through a gate.
You would expect so. But anyway, Todd assures me that he can work something out. And I believe that's true, that Todd could. But we didn't work anything out prior to this meeting. I didn't know Todd was going to be here. All right.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
I would like to say part of these roads were vacated. There's portions that are still county maintained, but right below Waterview, the main road that goes along like Lakeside, that road was vacated.
All right, thanks guys.
Thank you. Anyone else? Todd, you want to come back up and?
Yeah, I'd like to add just to what Tim was saying. The part of Lakeside Drive has been vacated. Part of that vacation was to install a cul-de-sac per the county requirements, where you enter Thunderhead prior to the gate that's been installed. That was before my time, but I believe all that was run through the county commission at the time and approved as well.
What are your plans, though? I mean, say this got approved tonight, you're going to come back through to try to do a vacate on a portion of Waterview and Lakeshore?
Not necessarily. We're still working through the plans with the team at Big Cedar. So that is, right now we're kind of at a concept phase. So nothing has been finalized at this point. We're still looking at location of the cabins in relation to the existing development.
I'm having a hard time buying into at the end of Waterview, due to the contours and the terrain, that could be built and meet our current road standards on the slope, percentage of slope.
Yeah, I'd have to look. We're basically
the road they built right next to it. You're probably familiar with it, where they blasted it.
Yeah,
it's too steep. They don't even want to open it for use.
Yeah, you're talking about the gravel road that's
right there next to it.
Yep. Well, I'll look into that and see from a topography standpoint what the grades. Obviously, we've got to be underneath the 15% guidelines, so we'll
You a heads up on what I'm going to be looking at when you come to me on it.
Very good.
What about the boat dock the gentleman's concerned about? It's been there for a long time.
Is that the
small one right
the
up
The small
there.
Dock?
Yeah.
Where is the, I don't know if he's still around, where is the existing parking lot for that boat dock?
I have no idea.
Okay, well that's, I'd have to see how we maintain access to that existing parking lot. I'm assuming that the Corps has allocated parking for that dock.
It was probably there, probably before they had all their regulations. It's probably a granddaddy den.
Yeah,
dock.
Yeah. It looks like it's only like maybe a 4 to 6 slip dock.
Yeah, it's still his dock.
Yeah, but I just need to know where the parking is because I'll have to maintain access to get him into the parking lot.
Parking is on Corps property. It's grandfathered in.
Yeah. Ooh, okay.
Cannot be added to, cannot be changed.
And we can add 9 slips to that dock.
Okay.
What did the Corps say about the
sir, sir, excuse me. You're out of order. So we, I think the issue here is we've got someone that's raised a concern. I guess the question is, based on the new development, does that change his concern, or he already has that concern, and that's a legal issue that needs to be followed through the Corps? So to me, the question is, what's being proposed tonight, does that alter the way it is currently? So are you proposing to close any roads or access additional with what's being proposed
tonight?
Not
at this time, based on what we're proposing this evening.
Do you plan on working with the dock owner?
Yeah, if I can give him my card at the conclusion of this presentation, I'd be happy to work with him.
Out.
Yeah, yep. I run an engineering and surveying office right in Branson. He's welcome to come to my office, and we can kind of work through some of the issues and see if we can come to a good resolution that works for the dock owners.
I would like to mention that what the county vacated, part of Lakeshore and part of Lakeside, had nothing to do with any existing easements that went to the boat docks. It was just the county road itself.
You might want to check up on that.
Yeah.
Your title.
Yeah, I'll pull a title search on it to see
where that easement is.
Yep.
It may be just kind of a blanket easement, but
sure. Yeah, it's probably, if it's grandfathered in, it's more than likely a blanket easement that says you'll just provide access. It doesn't designate where. So. Any additional questions?
Any other questions for the applicant or concerns? Hearing none, does anyone have enough information to make a motion for or against the proposed application?
I'll make a motion to accept it as long as he gets with Tim and work out solutions to their problems.
Yeah, Tim knows where my office is, so knowing Tim, we'll probably talk to him tomorrow.
We have a motion on the floor.
I'll second his motion.
Motion and a second. Presley, do you have the motion? Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor in approving the application motion, raise your hand, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Did you get that, Scott?
7-0.
Thank you very much.
So we'll generate the decision of record. Marlo will send the copy, and then we need it recorded within 120 days. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you all. Have a good evening.
Thank you.